Tom Davis. And today it's the return of Hank at the Bank. How you doing there, Hank? How you doing?
Hey, great, Tom. Thanks.
All righty. And you're here with Regents Bank.
Yes, sir.
Now, you told me a little bit of a story. You've been in the business for a little bit, and it's just from a clean getaway, and old Trevor decided to pull you back in.
Yeah, you never know what fate has for you, Tom. I've been in banking 42 years, and 30 plus is right here in Bartlesville.
Uh-huh.
And January of last year, I decided I was going to retire. My wife is retired, so I did. And it worked real well for me for about 2 months. And, you know, I was just praying for, you know, my life to have a little more meaning because I miss people so much. Mm-hmm. I've been around them for years and years. And I miss the camaraderie of my own group there at the bank, and I miss, you know, being involved in the community. And lo and behold, Trevor Dorsey called me end of last year, asked me if I wanted to go back to work. And I thought about it for about a minute and told him yes. What did he have in mind? And he said that Regent was looking at a location here in town. Mm-hmm. And I knew the location. I had actually tried to move into that. I tried to get a previous bank to use that location a long time ago. But Regents needs to make a entrance into Bartlesville, and what a great location that Trevor was able to locate.
You're right there where it's all going to happen, too. You're right there by the Price Tower and the green space and everything.
Yeah, it's the happening place.
And, it is.
If you're going to be downtown, I can't imagine you know, being in the shadow of the Price Tower in the new greens areas. I call it that. I can't remember the whole name for the...
It's kind of complicated, but I think everybody knows where we are. I think it's the Tower Center at Unity Square.
Yeah, that's going to be really, really beautiful and a great place to take your sandwich over and have lunch.
Oh, indeed. And if you've got some banking to do here in the next several weeks, you can get acquainted with all of the folks at Regents Bank, including Hank. Now, Regents Bank has been in Nowata. It's been a lot of places. But like you said, you're making your entry into the Bartlesville market. And what does Regent Bank have that perhaps the others might not? Or how do you compare? What's your contrast?
You know, that's a question that's really hard to address it without... You know, the actual truth is it's the people, and that sounds a little redundant.
But it is.
But, you know, Trevor is involved in I don't know how many things on the board of this and the committee of that and the chairman of this and the spokesman of this. And he has a lot of customers, and so do I. I found out since you guys have been announcing that I was getting back in the game, I've had so many people call. So it's not about... necessarily that Regents is that good a bank, which it is, but the bankers are back in town, and we're going to get our share of the business, and we're going to make the other bankers wake up a little bit if they're not already, and we'll make better bankers out of them because we're coming to town to get business.
Well, I'll tell you what, competition just makes the customer the winner, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been back at work for what, maybe 10 days?
Yeah, probably. He promised me a nice office downtown, and I find myself on a kind of a rugged road to Dowata every day. Of course, there was some training to be done. You know, there's things that I needed to know, and been able to make some loans. We're focusing on real estate mortgages.
Really? Wow, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a direction that our mother bank, if you will, in Tulsa, is wanting to expand what they do in the real estate market. So we're going to get geared up to do that and have hired the right people to help us. And hopefully that we can make a dent in that market.
Well, you know, real estate comes in all different shapes and forms. Most of us think of it as a house. Others see that as maybe farmland or ranch property. And others see it as commercial property, but I see real estate always as an opportunity for someone.
You're exactly right. We have a really good product for owner-occupied commercial real estate. It doesn't matter if it's $1 million. We have a We have a good product that we're going to push. We're going to have, of course, your regular mortgage loans for the people buying houses or refinancing, and the rates are just on the bottom today. They're really, really good. You know, there's a lot.
Snag it now.
Snag it now, everybody out there that needs to refinance. I think we're looking at 3.1 and some change on a 30-year fixed. But no, also, ag lending is a big deal for Regents. Derek Dick, the vice president over at NOWATA, and Trevor are really into the ag business, and we're going after that too, and keeping what we have and making some money available to do some cow calf things, right here in town, or to buy land, buy a ranch you've been looking at. It's a great time to do that.
Now you're talking about interest rates down to 3-something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I got out of college in 1980, and just to get a car, you remember what the interest rates were in the late 70s, early 80s? Yeah, 16-18%, especially if you were young. Try buying a house. Whoa. And now 3%, that's almost like you're paying me to take out a loan.
I can remember when I was working at Plaza Bank here in Bartlesville.
Uh-huh.
That's a name some people listening will remember. Mm-hmm. It's now BOK down by Starbucks. Mm-hmm. down there. Mm-hmm. But I was a veteran, and I was going to use my VA to get a good rate. And my wife and I found a house, and lo and behold, I snuck in and got a 12% loan. Woo. To buy my house. And everybody said, how did you get that? I felt pretty blessed at the time, but you know how times have changed.
Yeah. So this is ideal for anyone, young or old. You know, if you want to refinance, or if you're looking to get that first home, or maybe that second home, this would be a great time to do that. A person told me a long time ago that it don't hurt to own dirt.
That's right. Best investment out there.
Indeed. They ain't making any money.
I don't think the stock market has affected the home prices that much.
No.
It's affected a lot of things, though.
Yeah, it has. I mean, there's a lot of panicking going on, but that's going to calm down. But I tell you what we have with Regent Bank, you can find a little calm away from the storm. You folks have been handling folks' money, their investments, everything else for many, many years. And I haven't seen any runs going on, have you?
No.
No. It's called confidence, and you got to be confident in the people in which you're doing business with, and with Hank back in the bank.
It's back. Come on, man. It's just people.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of banks in town.
Yeah, there are.
And everybody's got their favorite banker, and some are looking for one.
Yeah.
And some are looking for one they used to have, and that would be a local Trevor and a comeback Hank. We're ready to... I'm ready to do some business, Tom.
I can tell. You know, the market is an interesting place right here in Bartlesville and Washington County. Did you know, and I know that you do, that the other day in USAtoday.com, they said that Washington County was the fastest growing economic little engine right here in the state, and we're bringing in, I mean, we're that little strip that some people kind of forgot about. You know, when you take a look at our map, we're bringing in 4% of the GDP in Oklahoma right here.
I didn't know that until I heard you say that on the radio about 4 or 5 days ago. Uh-huh. Doesn't surprise me. Uh-huh. What a town. What a city.
Yeah, it is. And, and when I hear things like that, I think, gee, possibilities. And what kind of possibilities are out there? It all starts with the dream. It all starts with an investment. And you got to have a good partner to make those dreams come true. And I imagine Regent Bank would love to hear what you're thinking and see if they can find a way to help you.
We're just excited. We hope to have that branch open in April. Mm-hmm. I know that we've heard before Christmas and maybe in February. But today we're having a meeting with the architect and the builders. We don't like that much. You know, we strip out the carpet and get some paint and move the furniture in. It's not a huge thing. There was just some issues, some logistical issues that we had to work through. But I really like the location right there at Rogers State University, the Price Tower, and just the traffic walking along the street. And we're going to have a beautiful facility. It's going to be one that we can be proud of, and we certainly want to invite everybody down to to see what we're doing.
And before too long, they're gonna, that's one of the first streets that's going to be repaved at too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to add all to it. It's kind of like the perfect storm there for this new bank to rise and grow, Regions Bank. And, of course, you know, with everything else that you got, I understand that the real estate is big, but you have so many other products that have been tried and true and maybe even some new things for folks who are looking for a new bank.
Yeah, first-time bank, you know, first-time customers will be pleased in my banks how we treat them like they were, you know, the best client in the world. Everybody gets an equal shot at what we're doing, and we do have the regular products, the checkings, the savings, the car loans, the there's just not anything in banking that we can't take care of, mm-hmm. in a very, very personal way. And that's going to be the difference in our bank and some others.
Mm-hmm. You're going to know who you're doing business with, and they're going to know you. And that makes a great deal of difference. You know, look, life is kind of stressful, but when you're going through life with friends, it's actually darn right pleasurable.
Yeah. I personally guarantee you'll notice a difference. We will appreciate you and love you. We're going to take care of you.
All righty. So, well, once again, that's going to be right there by the Price Tower, Rogers State University, the green space and everything. Just waiting on some finishing touches to open the door. But don't forget, folks, that Regions Bank has been in Knowwater for a long time. And, you know, and it's also been in Tulsa for a long time. So you've got, you know, a big history here of a good, solid financial firm. And, mm-hmm. of course, bringing it into Bartlesville is really going to be something else. So if you've been kind of looking around, maybe you're not quite satisfied with what you got going on, give them a try, would you? Just give them a try. Just come in and say howdy and see how you like things. And also, you've got a website, so if folks really want to know what else you got, all you have to do is get on Google, look for Regions Bank.
Regionsbank.com.
You can't make it any easier than that. And you can find out just about everything else that's going on. But Hank is back at the bank, and that's something to celebrate. I understand,
yes,
somebody called you out down at Wheezy's the other day.
Yeah, a guy named Kevin Potter.
He did.
Hank at the bank, what are you doing here? I have grown used to being called that over the many, many years. And it's just a tag that works well for me. I like hearing it.
Oh, I tell you what, you can't buy branding like that. And then have somebody calling you out there. Everybody's going, oh, wow, you're back. That's great. That is great. I want to welcome you back to the profession. You know, and sometimes I'm going to tell you a little story about retirement. Not everybody retires the first time. My dad unretired 6 times. You want to know why? Same reason. He missed people. He really missed them. And he said that retirement's good for about 5 or 6 weeks, and then you just got to go back and mix it up and have fun with folks.
Yeah, I thought with our cattle operation and 7 local grandchildren that this is going to be the very best thing I could do. And while I love both of those things, I miss people, and my wife knows it. I think my wife's happier than I am about this.
Well, you know, my mom was pretty darn beaming when Dad went back to work, too. Probably for the same reason, knowing that it brought such joy to your heart.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Oh, indeed. Okay, visit Hank at the bank. Don't forget, it's Regions Bank. And I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, sir. I've enjoyed this very much. I look forward to being back in the community and getting involved.
All righty, thank you. And remember, Regions Bank, regionsbank.com. And, of course, we'll keep you updated a little bit more on how the progress is going with the bank. And we do have a news story that features you on one of our back issues. You can find it in our archives at bartlesvilleradio.com. It's you and Trevor posing really big for a picture. Look like you two boys are mugging for Hollywood and that thing.
I didn't really know that happened.
Yeah, well, they used it to look pretty good. I want to thank you very much. We've got more coming up.
Thank you, Tom.
Right now it is 9:45.